Ciao bambini, bentornati ad Italian Nanny, raccontami una storia con Jennifer. Oggi leggiamo Terrible, Awful, Horrible Manners. Once there was a boy named Pete who had terrible, awful, horrible manners. He burped everywhere. He toot a lot. He picked his nose. He didn't want to wash his hand. He talked with his mouth full. And worst of all, he never said thank you or please or you're welcome ever. Not even to his grandma. Pete had terrible, awful, horrible manners. But he didn't care. He thought that it was funny. He made people look at him and Pete enjoyed that extra attention. Then one night at dinner, Pete noticed that something strange was going on. His dad was burping a lot after every bite. "You keep burping, but you haven't said excuse me," Pete said. His mum tooted loudly and all through the maze. "Phew, toothing is rude," Pete said. The baby picked her nose. Maybe she didn't know any better, but nobody stopped her or told her it was gross. "Mom, Dad, the baby's keep picking her nose," Pete reported, but no one said a word. It was strange dinner time. Nobody said thank you or please or you're welcome. Everyone kept burping or talking with their mouth full. Dad even started eating with his hands. Finally, Pete had enough. "How come everybody's acting so weird?" he asked. "I don't know what you mean," Mum said, and she wiped her nose with her sleeves. "Yeah," Dad says, "we're just acting like you do." Pete looked at himself. His hands were dirty. There was food all over his clothes. And he was pretty sure he had just toot. Maybe I should try to use better my manner," he said. "Finally," Dad says. "Thank goodness," Mum said. The baby just smiled. "Well then," Mum said, "let's eat." "Give me this vegetable," Pete yelled. Mum, Dad and the baby looked at him with surprise. "Please," Pete added quietly with a smile. After that, Pete tried very hard to use his manner. Well, most of the time. E voi bambini, usate le vostre buone maniere? Alla prossima, ciao!